Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We have with us today
Ruthie Stiles from the Blue Ridge Partnership for Children.
Ruthie, the other day I was down at Riverside Park in Spruce Pine, and I saw this guy sitting on a bench reading a children's story. And I can't imagine what I was doing, so what's going on?
We have something new happening.
As always with the partnership, tell us all about it.
We are starting a new project. We actually have already started it and had one book read, but we have folks from our community who read a bedtime story. Dolly Parton did Goodnight with Dolly for 10 weeks, and that was very successful. So we wanted to continue that, and once a month, we have someone from the community who's going to read a book, and I think that might have been Mr. Bruce Eichard.
I've known that guy to sit around in town and read a book from time to time, especially at Christmas.
Yep.
It's the Polar Express. And it really was a neat experience to get to read that and talk a little bit about the Imagination Library, which, of course, is one of our favorite things. So you have a pretty good series. How many do you have lined up right now?
We do. We have several lined up. And what we're going to do is do this once a month.
Mm-hmm.
And it will be the first Thursday of every month at 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And those videos will debut on YouTube. We have a new YouTube channel at the partnership and on our Facebook page. So we're very excited to be able to do that. That was so much fun when Dolly did it. So we're excited to keep that up.
Have you got a whole bunch of local stars lined up, or is that a secret?
Some of it's secret, but we really do, and we've got folks from all three counties who are going to be reading these books. And so what we're letting them do is pick out their favorite books that they either read to their kids or that were their favorite books when they were children.
Ah, and when you look at the Imagination Library selection of books, you're talking The Very Hungry Caterpillar, Coat of Many Colors. It just goes on and on and on.
It really does.
So now, in addition to this, that's one day a month, and it'll be the first Thursday in the month, and I'm going to be on the YouTube channel.
You are going to be on reading The Coat of Many Colors.
Right.
By Miss Dolly Parton herself.
And I promise you, I did not sing a word. I spoke them all. I did see on YouTube where Dolly had sang it along with the book one time. It was really cool.
Yep.
It's really cool.
Yep.
But anyway, so that'll be going on. Are there other things going on tied into all this? Because that's only one day a month, and that gives you 29 to 30 couple more days of things to do.
It does. So for the month of August, we have decided to do Imagination Library Week.
Okay.
The first week of August is what we have picked out as that week, and we did that because that Wednesday is Dolly Parton Day.
Oh, okay.
Dolly has her own day because the world needs more Dolly Parton.
Mm-hmm. This is a true statement.
It really is. And so we have things planned every day that week.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to ask folks to share a photo with us on Monday of your favorite Imagination Library book. And on each of these days, each of these posts, we ask that you tag the partnership in it so we can be sure to share that.
Mm-hmm.
On Tuesday, we want you to have a dance party to your favorite Dolly song. So you can post that, and we'll share it. Wednesday, like I said, is Dolly Parton Day, and we're going to be looking for Dolly, and so we're going to have some of our essential workers trying to help us find Dolly. So where's Dolly?
Ah.
And we're going to have folks see if they can figure out these clues and help us find her.
Find Dolly. Well, that'll be fun.
Yep. On Thursday, we're doing Throwback Thursday, where you dress like Dolly.
Mm-hmm.
We want you to take a picture and tag the partnership in that. And then on Friday, we want you to share what Imagination Library means to you. And again, let me say, on Thursday, our very own Bruce Eichard is going to be sharing Coat of Many Colors with us on Facebook and YouTube at 7 p.m. That will be premiering.
It was just so much fun to do that, and I really hope that folks will be a part of it. How can they find out more?
They can go to our Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
Or it'll be on our YouTube channel. But most of this, all of this will be on Facebook, the challenges and stuff.
Good place to start there.
Yep.
The Facebook page is Blue Ridge Partnership for Children. And the YouTube channel, same thing?
Mm-hmm. Sure is.
Is there other content already up on that channel that folks can look at right now, or do they need to wait?
No, there really is. There's a lot of content on there. Miss Kim Hobart is doing Play and Learn from Home.
Mm-hmm.
And so she has short clips for the kids that are 3 to 5, and then she has short clips for little bits that are for infant and toddlers.
Excellent.
And so she's doing that, and we have Milestone Monday with lots of different things on language development, fine motor skills, gross motor skills, all that stuff. We have some yoga videos with Mary Ellen Solon.
Mm-hmm.
That are wonderful, and you can do yoga with your little ones, or if you need to go away for a little bit and just catch your breath, Mary Ellen has some wonderful ideas on how to do that during this very stressful time.
So, again, that's content that's already available on the YouTube channel, and watch out for the coming bedtime stories.
Yep.
That's going to be really cool.
Our first one was read by Michelle South, and I think it was Good Morning Farm Friends. And so check that out. It's already up and posted.
Mm-hmm.
She and her daughter, Timber.
Timber stole the show, I bet.
Timber stole the show. She really did. So check that story out, and it is wonderful.
Good.
Yep.
Well, we hope folks will do that. And kind of keep your eye out for the coat of many colors.
Please do. Please do.
Well, Ruthie, thank you for visiting with us for a little bit, and for putting up with me at the park as we try to read the story.
Well, we appreciate you being one of our community celebrities that reads the story, so thank you very much, and I enjoyed it.
And just so you'll know, in case if your little ones are interested, The Coat of Many Colors will debut on the Blue Ridge Partnership for Children's YouTube channel at 7 o'clock in the evening on Thursday, August the 6th. So keep that in mind, and thank you so much. Thanks to Ruthie Stiles for visiting with us today, and thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.